God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Have you ever known someone to be oblivious? They just don't know what's going on around them. Sometimes such people exhibit no fear, and it may just be because they don't know what's going on. And there's the old adage that if you understood, then you'd be scared. But sometimes people are not scared because they don't understand the gravity of what's going on. Speaking of gravity, I think about watching kids sometimes or families at Grand Canyon. There's a precipice over which there are thousands of feet of the void. And yet sometimes parents allow their kids to skip along the trail very close to the edge of the Grand Canyon and no fear. And it's primarily because they just don't know what they're dealing with. So some people, they don't know. Some people are so hyper-absorbed by everything around them, all the dangers, all the problems, that they're rendered immobile. They're rendered fearful. Ezekiel was a priest, a prophet, and a captive. And he was surrounded by people who were defeated, and I'm sure people who had very many fears within their hearts. The book begins, Ezekiel's book begins by saying, "Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the fourth month, in the fifth day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river of Chebar, that the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God." Now the visions that God gave to Ezekiel, I'm not sure Ezekiel understood them completely. I certainly don't. There are visions of living creatures and wheels and a throne and a bow, as in a rainbow. But how much did Ezekiel understand of the visions? I don't know. How much of the visions that God would eventually give Ezekiel, how many of those were accepted by God's own rebellious people? And the answer is not a whole lot. And yet God said to Ezekiel, "Whether they will listen to you or whether they will not, yet shall they know that there hath been a prophet among them. Be not afraid of them. Don't rebel against me like they have. Listen to what I say and repeat or give or speak what I say." You know, I don't want to be oblivious. I don't want to not know what's going on around me. I don't want to be phobic. I don't want to be too well acquainted with what's going on around me and become fearful. I want to live a life of courage. What is courage? Courage is when we are so taken with the world above us that we are not swallowed by the world around us. Around Ezekiel was a river and captives and conquerors and despair. Above Ezekiel was a God on the throne who could see the beginning from the end. Now look, we need to listen to God's word. We need to speak up God's truth. We are crushed every day by an enormous amount of peer pressure, people that we care about that aren't doing the right thing. And today, you're either going to be part of the problem or you're going to be part of the solution. Being part of the problem is being so fearful of what's going on around you, of the people around you, that you don't have the courage to speak up for the truth. Being oblivious is not knowing what's going on around you, and being courageous is being taken with the world above you. Friend, there is a world far exceeding that is eternal, that is above us. Things that we may not see, but things we can certainly know. Instead of living in fear today, live in obedience. We sometimes hear people say that someone is so heavenly minded, they're no earthly good, by which I think they mean they're so abstract that they don't connect in a practical way the things they know with the things they do. And I don't want to be that way. But I should live a life where I do know the truth, and because I know heaven's mind, I do this earth some good. Speak up. There will be times in the coming days where there may be you may be in a car with friends, or you may be in a office with a boss, or you may be in church in the lobby with some other church members, and you're going to be tempted to go along with what is wrong in thinking or speaking or acting because of peer pressure. When that happens, you can be oblivious to what's going on. You can be swallowed by what's going on, or you can be courageous in this world because you are aware of the one that is above us.